Hey, good afternoon. Can I speak with Chris?
Yeah, who's that?
Chris, my name is Thomas, and I'm calling you with the billing department of Weber Slap. How's it going?
Billing department with who?
I'm sorry?
What's who? Who are you calling me with?
I'm calling you with Weber Slap.
Oh, hey, how are you making up?
Yeah. So I see there's an invoice under your name for $1,510.
For what?
For a website design. You were speaking to one of our representatives, Elvis.
Okay.
Yeah, sir. I just wanted to check an update on that invoice. Is it, still unpaid? So I wanted to check up on you.
Are you crazy? I didn't do no deal with you, bro.
I'm sorry?
I didn't sign a deal with you. I don't have a website by you.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
He gave me a proposal. You don't have an invoice. An invoice is after you complete work.
Unpaid.
A proposal is when you want to do work.
Chris.
You want to do business with me, so it's a proposal. It's not an invoice. An invoice is after you do work. I pay you.
Chris.
That's the invoice.
Chris, you're right. You're absolutely right. What I said was it's an unpaid invoice, which was generated from my end, and I shared that with Elvis, and still I see that that's an unpaid invoice.
Yeah,
so
look, you guys are calling to see, trying to see if I'm going to go with you or not. So talk real, talk business. Don't talk the sales pitch. You know, don't work with me. That's why I don't answer Elvis back. He's got to wait until I'm free. now, yeah, there's some things that I want to change, but he's got to wait till I'm home. He's got to wait till I get home.
I'll
call him tonight when I'm ready. He doesn't need to call me because he's going to call himself out of a sale.
Okay.
But so far you're looking good. You guys got to give me an hour or so. Then him and I can touch base about some things before I commit to you guys.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fair enough.
Before I, you guys try to limit the exposure after you give me a price that I can go out and call a competitor and compete against it. That's why they just keep calling and calling and calling. I get it. You know, I got
Chris,
sales guys that work for me too.
Chris, buddy, don't believe me. I don't belong to sales department. I'm just like doing my job, Chris.
Oh yeah. Well, no. Then we're not ready for you yet. He's got to finish selling it through. He's got some other stuff he's got to get done for me.
No problem. You can have a word with him and whatever you decide.
Yeah, he's in California. I tell him about 8 o'clock. So you got to wait for that. There's still some more before we close this thing, man. He's like, he left me. I got some other questions before I just hand it off. But I want to get it done. He's got to give me a second. I'm on the road if he can't hear.
No problem, Chris. You take your time on that. And as soon as I get a confirmation, I'll call you to welcome you on board.
What will your part be? I guess you're just filling, right, bro?
I'm just calling all my previous clients who has received the invoice, but it wasn't paid, and you were one of them so I just like call you.
You're just with billing or whatever, something like that, right?
Yep.
You won't handle me. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay, copy that. Thanks, bro.
You're welcome. Take care, buddy.